Mr. Ross is going to step in. The owner of the Miami Dolphins is going to be chatting with us for the next 25 minutes or so. Mr. Ross, appreciate your time. How are you tonight?
Great. It's great to be here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Carlos is in Miami. He's up next with Steve Ross. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing? First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on having the team and everything you guys have accomplished so far, but really just want to know how exciting and how much input you put into the decision-making that's going on with the new players coming in, with everything that's going on.
Well, you know, when Coach Philbin came on, he had a vision for the team. You know, he talked about it, and I think, you know, we really, this year, we were really in a position to, you know, implement it, and I think you could see some of the players we, you know, we brought on. I think that the team speed has certainly been increased dramatically, and I think you'll see a lot more exciting football being played. And hopefully, you know, what really counts is the win and losses, and I think everybody really feels that we're, you know, on that road, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Daryl is up next. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hey, Mr. Ross. I'm calling you from Los Angeles. I've been a Dolphin fan since 1971. Blue, aqua, and orange, and very excited about that. You mentioned about Coach Shula and that you wanted to find a coach similar to Coach Shula. What are the similarities and differences that you see between Coach Philbin and Coach Shula?
Well, I mean, since I only knew Coach Shula from afar, being a fan, you know, in those days, but having talked to, you know, a lot of the players and spending time around him and asking him, you know, what was unique about Don Shula? Why was he such a, you know, a winning coach, the most winning coach, you know, as we all know, you know, ever in the NFL? And it was really his attention to detail and how organized he was and how disciplined he was. And I think these are all some of the same characteristics that I saw in Joe Philbin when we hired him. He came from a winning tradition. He expects to win. You've never seen a person probably as more organized. I even asked, he shares the same secretary with Don Shula had. She's still with us. And I asked her, you know, who was more organized? And she said, Joe Philbin. And that's saying an awful lot, is what I understand. But, you know, he's about winning. He's about expectations from his players and wanting to have surround himself with good character players and, you know, somebody that you really want to be proud that, you know, representing the Miami Dolphins. And winning is what it's all about. And I think, you know, he's the kind of coach I think can get us there.
That is that's a great story about the organization. I hadn't heard that. I want to remind everybody you can get rewarded for being a Dolphin fan. Just join the Fin Club. It's free, and you'll score points for everything you already do as a fan. Then you get to redeem your points for unique experiences like running out of the player tunnel with the flag prior to a game at Sun Life Stadium. To join for free, go to dolphins.com and then click on the Fin Club logo on the upper right-hand corner. Let's go next to Michael. He's on with Steve Ross and Nat Moore. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Mr. Ross, I'm obviously a big fan. My question is, where do you think the team's going? I mean, I'm a student at Nova Southeastern University studying sports management. I'd love to meet you in person and talk football, but I know you're busy. So I just wanted to know, like, where do you think the team's going?
Well, I mean, you know, we're excited about it. We think it's going in the right direction. I mean, you know, you always want to make the playoffs, and you really, you know, your ultimate goal is to win the Super Bowl. And I think that's the path that I hope we're headed upon. I mean, I think we are. I think we're putting together the right ingredients, and I expect us to have, you know, a winning record this year and make the playoffs, but hopefully.
Let's go over to Immokalee. That's where Juan is. Go ahead, Juan. You're on with Mr. Ross.
Hi, Mr. Ross. How's it going?
Good.
My question is, do you think our offensive line would step up so Tannehill could have more time and have more time to throw the ball to his receivers?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, that's certainly, you know, one of the areas that, you know, we need to improve upon from last year. And, you know, it is a new offensive line just about, except for, you know, Pouncey and Incognito, and you got really Jonathan Martin playing a new position, and hopefully John Jerry and Claybo, who is a new addition, really work together as a great frontline unit. I think that's a very important ingredient that we do have a strong offensive line and to give Tannehill the time and also open up the holes for our runners. And the coaches right now like the progress that they're making, but certainly that's an area that we really have to create a lot more depth in.
Juan, I like the question a lot. Usually everybody wants to talk running backs and wide receivers. You come up with the offensive line question. There's no doubt that's where it starts up front for any football team, including this one. Nick is up next with Mr. Ross. Go ahead, Nick.
Hello, Mr. Ross. So I just want to say, first of all, thank you for all the moves you guys have made this year. And my question for you is kind of more personal. I'm just wondering if you feel a little less pressure coming into this season. I know seasons past, fans have been really disappointed in not signing key players and coaches, and people a lot of times unfairly turn to you, even though sometimes it might not be your fault. Do you feel a little more relieved coming into this season?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I feel relieved. You know, I'm more probably excited about it, knowing that the players we've signed and hopefully, plugged up a lot of the holes we've had and added the team speed that I think is so important in the NFL. But I feel like, every year, you want to put a winning team on the field, and that's really what it's about, and you want to make it to the Super Bowl. But, the progress I think we're making, we're on that road, and just hopefully that will really generate the wins that, everybody is hoping for this year. So, there's pressure every year to win.
Love that. Remember, press *3 if you'd like to try and get in line and ask a question to Mr. Ross. We'll get to as many of those as we can in the next few minutes. Also, if you haven't bought your season ticket yet, you got an opportunity to do so tonight. Just press *0 and you can talk person to person with a real human being as you try and get your ticket situation all settled. We got the first game at Sun Life Stadium this year coming up Saturday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Edward's in Miami. He's up next with Steve Ross and Nat Moore. Go ahead, Edward.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Ross?
Hi, Edward.
My question is, what's your thought process going through picking Dion Jordan at number 3? Was he at the top of the board, or was it like Lane Johnson or somebody else?
Well, I mean, about the week before, we had a meeting with all the coach and the coordinators, and went around who did they think our first round draft choice would be, and or who they'd like it to be. And people really felt that, he wouldn't be available. That would be their first choice. He's a very dynamic ball player. I mean, incredible athlete. I mean, if you look at his statistics, his running ability and his size and speed and toughness. And no one thought we'd get him. So when the opportunity came, I was just surprised. It happened so fast. I never thought we'd have a shot at him. So, I think it's going to take time for him to develop, but I think he's going to turn out to be a great, great ball player. There's very few athletes, with his size and speed. So I think I'm very excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing him grow as a professional football player.
It was an exciting move trading up. I think it caught a lot of us by surprise. Paul is in Miami. Go
it
ahead,
caught,
Paul.
It caught me by surprise as well, I got to tell you.
And you were in the room.
Just being there in the room, and, it happened so fast, it was hard to believe.
Very cool. All right, Paul, go ahead. You're on with Mr. Ross.
Yeah, I would like to know how you would feel if we won the Super Bowl this year.
Hey, there'd be nothing better, man. I'd feel great, just like everybody else would. That's what you really, you shoot for. Every year you want to be in the Super Bowl and you want to win the Super Bowl. And I just hope that, I'd love it to happen. I want to be on making sure, though, we're on the path towards that happening. And I want to be a team that's winning consistently. So we're in the fight every year for the Super Bowl. And, you're not going to win it every year, but certainly that should be your goal.
Denny is next with Steve Ross. Go ahead, Denny.
I've been a Dolphins fan all my life. I'm 56 years old. I've followed the Dolphins even from the 1972 season. How important is it from an organizational standpoint to make sure that the Miami Dolphins live up to the attitude the mystic that they were the only undefeated team, and also that goes to that more that's sitting there listening to, and that I've always been a big fan of yours.
Well, I mean, as we all know, that the Dolphins, fortunately, are a very storied franchise, and I know Joe Philbin, really believes in the character and having high character players playing, and really all those guys who really want to win, you know, and just not earn a salary. And, you know, I think that's really what the important thing is, you know, what you want to have in players and the chemistry that you can really create within a team. And I think this team right now appears to have a tremendous amount of chemistry together and looking forward to this season, you know. And so I think we're all excited to see waiting for the first kickoff on September 8th.
We got time for one more with Steve Ross. Remember, if you're not a season ticket member, press *0 to learn more about the seats that are available for this coming season, the benefits of membership, and the interest-free payment plan currently being offered so you can be part of the season ticket family. Let's end it in Coral Springs with Kenya. Kenya, go ahead. You're on with Steve Ross.
Hey, Mr. Ross, how you doing today?
Good. How you doing? Good.
I'm pretty good. I just want to say I really respect you for sitting here and going through what you went through to get this team in shape. But I want to know, as far as play calling goes, are we going to be having those big plays more often as opposed to, you know, continuous three and outs?
Well, I sure hope so. There's one thing is I don't call the plays, you know, and but I would think so. I mean, when you add the type of speed that we have and the excitement, and if you look at the, you know, what the record has been of, you know, of Mike Wallace and Gibson and you know, unfortunately we lost Keller, but I think we have a really aggressive you know, offense this year, and I think everybody is expecting, you know, great things.
Really, really nice. Well, this was cool. This was a lot of fun. Neat to be able to hear the owner of your favorite NFL team take questions, answer questions from fans. Mr. Ross, really thank you for taking the time tonight and for your insights. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'd just like to thank all the fans, and hopefully you have a great year, and I look forward to seeing you at Sun Life Stadium.